How to trim men's eyebrows, grooming tips. Let's face it, any man who wonders how to trim his eyebrows will not get the flood of answers a woman would with the same question. So guys, particularly those who are not averse to a little grooming, may wonder where that leaves them. After all, smoldering eyes under some crazy werewolf eyebrows is not a look most men are aiming for. In general, men's eyebrows are usually hairier and fuller than women's. There's nothing wrong with that. Strong eyebrows can frame a face nicely and draw attention where you want it most. But as we all know, eyebrows don't usually do what we want them to do. While eyebrows have a terminal length, as in they grow to a certain length and fall out, that does not mean this happens in a neat, concise way. Without trimming, there'll be straggly hairs, uneven hairs, and perhaps even the dreaded unibrow. So taking a moment or two out of your busy day to trim your eyebrows is a small investment in yourself and your overall appearance. So let's do it. The tools you will need. A comb. Find a comb that's small enough to separate the hairs, such as a mustache comb. Clearly you can trim your eyebrows just fine without a tiny comb, but if you want to make life easier, and avoid any mishaps, having the right tools is a good idea. Some small scissors, for the sake of safety, you can use round-tip scissors near your eye area, these are usually used for nose hair trimming. Just bear in mind that these can be hard to maneuver, particularly when trimming close to the skin. Alternatively, you can use regular eyebrow scissors. These often come with a brow brush and can be substituted for the mustache comb. How to trim bushy eyebrows, guys. Take a good look at your face. Strange as this sounds, it's actually an important step. The one thing we don't want is your foray into trimming your own eyebrows to turn into a nightmare. You don't want to be that guy that ends up with two thin lines for eyebrows because he's been too pluck happy. So really examine your eyebrows, do they arch at the ends, or are they more straight? Do you have a fuller eyebrows with a few stray hairs, or are there long hairs throughout the whole eyebrow frame? Essentially, the goal is to clean up your original shape, rather than completely change what you already have. It's up to you where you want to pluck. However, today you will simply be trimming off a bit at the top and neatening things up. This is not a lawn you're mowing through. Stick to your intent with this, and do not get sidetracked. Step 1, comb your eyebrows upwards. Take your tiny comb and brush upwards in a way that makes the hairs point towards your forehead. You can also comb up and back against the grain so that you make everything look as bushy as possible. Take a few seconds to absorb how wild you look when your eyebrows fall out of line. Step 2, trim the straggly outsiders. Trim across the brow line. After you have brushed your eyebrow hairs out, take your small scissors and get as close as you can to the mirror. Carefully trim any hairs that stand up over your natural brow line. Never trim into the middle brow as this may create a dent in the eyebrow shape. What we're looking for here is a nice, neat uniform shape. Step 3, decrease the bushiness with a trimmer. Trimmer with attachments for nose, ears, and eyebrows. There are occasions that scissors just won't be sufficient to neaten up the brow, this is particularly true with heavy brows. There are specially designed eyebrow trimmers, like the Kungfuran, see across, that are handy in cutting through some of the denser eyebrow areas. In the case of bushier eyebrows, ensure that you get a trimmer that is designed especially for eyebrows. Whatever you do, do not assume a beard trimmer will do the same job, chances are high that one slip could take you from bushy eyebrows to bald ones. To use, delicately move the trimmer across your brown hairs, going with the grain, until you see the uniformity of the eyebrow emerge. Step 4, neaten it all up. Tweezer away any stray hairs that you may have missed. This is strictly for cleaning the whole brow area and not shaping them, so remain conservative with your cleaning up. Pluck any hairs in the middle around your nose or outside the brow edge. How to pluck a unibrow. If you are someone who has more than a few errant hairs nestled between your brow, then it's useful to know how to deal with them. The one thing no one wants is over-plucking to the point that you create a weird gaping space between your eyes. Plucking with tweezers. Just like you pluck the stray hairs on your eyebrow, you can also pluck your unibrow too. Not only is this a cost-effective form of hair removal, it gets the job done nicely. The process of plucking your unibrow can take a while, but you have more control with this method. Here are a few tweezer tips. 1. Carefully pluck through your unibrow one hair at a time. Use your fingers to stretch your skin so it is taut while gripping the hair close to the skin with your tweezers. 2. When you pluck each hair out, it should be in one firm and swift movement. 3. Always tweezer your hair out in the same direction the hair grows in. This will ensure there is no annoying breakages mid-hair or discomfort. 4. Once you're done plucking the area, gently rub some soothing lotion on it. Shaving a unibrow. This method is probably the quickest and can be most straightforward. But still, care needs to be taken so you don't end up with one wide moat between your eyebrows. For shaving your unibrow with a traditional blade, do some skin prep first. A recommended way to go is to shave after getting your skin wet. This opens up the pores and makes shaving delicate areas, like a unibrow, easier. 1. Apply some cream or shaving gel to the area before shaving. This prevents any nicks and irritation that may occur. 2. Just like with plucking, you want to shave the unibrow area following the direction of the hair growth. This will stop any ingrown hairs. Make sure to follow up with lotion to soothe the area. 3. When shaving, focus only on the area following the ridge on your nose. You may find it less messy to use an electric razor. These types of razors often come with attachments for small areas of your face. Understand that you will probably have to repeat the process within a couple of days to keep the area between your eyebrows smooth. Also, shaving will not give you as much control over which hairs you want to remove compared to other methods, such as plucking. Pro tips. Be aware plucking may cause slight irritation and pain afterwards. To avoid this, sterilize your tweezers before and after each use. Whether you're a hairier person who needs to pluck their eyebrows a couple of times a week, or someone who only needs to neaten them once a month, good quality tweezers are a must. The great thing about quality tweezers is that they will pluck even the tiniest hairs. We recommend Kibai's Black Steel Tweezer and Grooming Set. The tweezers in this set have been ergonomically designed so they are comfortable to use and precise. Dermatologists often recommend using hydrogen peroxide after plucking eyebrows. This may prevent ingrowing hairs. After getting your eyebrows cleaned up, pluck the stragglers under your eyebrow. These are the tiny fine hairs under the eyebrow. This cleans up the eyebrow nicely and strengthens the shape. Just be warned that you are only looking for the stragglers under the eyebrow and not in any way trying to pluck into the eyebrow itself, which could ruin the natural shape. If in doubt, seek a professional. We do not recommend home waxing, another way to deal with eyebrows, particularly the unibrow, but this is certainly an option if you go down the professional route.